Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you for hanging around with me today. It's good to be with you. Russell Brown is here. It's good to be with him, too. It will be when he gets here. He's our good friend, Russell.
Jim, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Russell. See, he just can't wait to get on the show, folks. Russell Brown is our business buying and selling expert. He's the author of Preparing Your Business for Sale and Strategies for Successfully Buying and Selling a Business. He's our good friend, Russell. It's good to have you back.
Jim, I'm absolutely thrilled to be back.
I can see that.
Well, pardon my little bit of lapse this morning.
I can see why it would be a thrill and an honor for you to be here on the show.
I think we had an anniversary, didn't we?
Last time you were here, we had the anniversary, I think, didn't we?
And wasn't it 6 years or something?
Yeah. You and I are in our seventh year together.
How
about that?
I hope we don't have the same trouble that marriages have in the seventh year.
I know. Well, maybe we won't have the 7 year itch. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I'm pretty devoted to you, Russell. Before this gets out of hand, let's get into our subject, folks. What we've been doing, Russell and I have been conducting a series called the Laws of the Business Buying and Selling Jungle, and this is a series of things to look for, things to pay attention to. When you are buying a business or when you're selling a business, and if you would like to go back and hear some of the things, if you're just tuning in for the first time, and you didn't have listen to the others, or if you've forgotten some of the things that we talked about, all of those shows are archived. If you go to Russell Brown's Position in Our Brain Trust, or go to the archives in the for business acquisition in our website at jbsba.com, you can hear the unedited, but except for commercials being cut out, interviews that we've had, visits and conversations we've had about some of the previous laws that we've talked about. And Russell, I think we're on law number 9 now, aren't we?
Yes, we've got to law number 9, and let's just jump right in. And this is 99% of potential business buyers never buy a business.
Wow.
So that's something that if you're a business seller or business broker, that can really get you off track. The fact that you're showing your business and it just doesn't seem to sell, and all these people are taking a look at the inside of your information and all your personal facts regarding your business, and yet you aren't getting offers, or the business buyers, potential buyers, are not coming through.
Well, that's a pretty high attrition rate, isn't it? High failure rate there, isn't it?
Well, I think it is, and there's lots of reasons for it. And I think if we understand the reasons, now when I say this number, I'm talking about if you tried to say sell your own business and you had no way of screening buyers, or if you had a business broker who wasn't really doing his job correctly,
mm-hmm.
That's the kind of number you can expect.
Well,
now, if you get a good broker and you know how, or you're doing it yourself and you know how to screen business buyers properly, you can get it down to just a few buyers who are not properly motivated, qualified, or whatever to buy the business.
Let me add another word here, Russell. Not that your word "screen" is not a good one, because some people may want to use that. But I can see where some people who are pretty experienced in salesmanship would liken this to qualifying a suspect into a prospect, and then qualifying the prospect into a customer.
Exactly.
The way of going through and making sure that you're not wasting everybody's time. Making sure that you know, for example, if you're selling battleships, everybody's not a battleship prospect. and you got to make sure that if you're selling battleships, if you're talking to somebody, if they don't have a Navy, they're probably not one of your prospects.
Yep,
so you got to ask that question, don't you, Russell?
Yep, absolutely. And there's a lot of nosy buyers out there, I call them.
that's one term for them.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of like the tire kickers, some of them are very, very different. Here's what you got to watch for, and this is why there's so much secrecy sometimes involved in selling your business. You don't want this person looking at your business for sale to be a competitor,
right,
or a representative of the competitor.
They may be using your business for sale for the due diligence of starting their own business.
There you go.
Yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Russell Brown right after these messages. Stay with us.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way. Yeah, gotta go.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Lysingame, the Small Business Advocate. And Russell Brown is our guest and one of the longest-term members of our Brain Trust and one of the best members of our Brain Trust. He and I have been buddies for a long time, and we couldn't do without Russell sharing his knowledge and his wisdom and his experience and his expertise with us. It's been very valuable to us. And Russell, again, we thank you for that, and I also would like for you to tell us how we can contact you, how we can find out more about you, how we can see some of the things that you have to offer, because I want my audience to be able to take advantage of it.
Well, I have a website. It's called businessbookpress.com. It's the three words tied right together, no spaces. And if you visit that site, you can find various books and software. I've also written a software program called BizPricer, Business Valuation Software. And you can find those products. You can find selected products from other folks who have information about buying, selling, or valuing a business. But you also have an awful lot of free articles, free information, so you're not committed to buy anything. And you can get it. And I guarantee you'll go away with more information than you had when you went to the website.
Yeah, and again, there's a lot of free stuff there, folks. That's one thing. One of the hallmarks of our Brain Trust, if you'll notice this, and it's one of the reasons why they're on our Brain Trust, because everybody who wants to be a member of our Brain Trust doesn't get to be. They have to fit a certain profile, and one of the things is they have to have something to say that I think is valuable to you, but also they can't be all about selling stuff. They've got to be willing to give something away. And Russell fits that profile perfectly, and I encourage you to check out his website. You will take away more, I think, than you ever thought you would. Whether you buy anything or not. And thank you for that, Russell. We're talking about the fact that you say one of the laws of the jungle, number nine, is that 99% of potential buyers never buy a business. I was thinking on the break, Russell, about maybe like four different categories. Maybe you can break them down more. But I was thinking of four different categories of people who would knock on your door and buy a business. First one, let's just go ahead and say the first one is the one who could actually pull the whole thing off. They've got all the goods. And the second one would be somebody who maybe wanted to buy and has all the goods, but just you know, you guys couldn't get together, or they changed their mind. They decided that even though they could do it, they decided they don't want to do it now. And then another one would be the one that just absolutely is a don't know squared. He doesn't know that he doesn't know, and is just, you know, lost as a goose, as my grandmother used to say. You know, knowing what to do and just knows he wants to be a business owner but doesn't know how to go about it and doesn't understand the capital situation, that kind of thing. And then the fourth one, I guess, would be the kind that you mentioned last time, Russell, and that's the one who's literally up to something. He's trying to milk you for some goods that he can use for his own advantage and not to your advantage.
Exactly. That's a good summary, Jim. The one category, too, that you talked about, I kind of call them the folks that lack the intestinal fortitude.
Right.
Say the gutless folks.
Uh-huh.
Well, there are people who have knowledge and they have financial ability, But they'll never buy a business because when it gets right down to the bottom line, they're just afraid to make that commitment.
They can't pull the trigger, can they?
No, they can't pull the trigger. They're just never going to do it because they just can't get to that point to make that to take that risk. And that, you know, and that's an important ingredient to be an entrepreneur. You have to be a risk taker to a certain advantage. And when we say risk, of course, we mean informed risk. We don't mean
calculated.
We're not talking about casino risk here.
Right.
We're talking about making good value judgments and saying, okay, this I'm not sure this will pay off, perhaps 100%, but it's worth the risk. It's worth the shot.
Taking a risk as an entrepreneur means I have as much information as I can find at the point in time that I've got to make a decision to do something. And even though I don't have all the information, it's as much as I could possibly find, and I've decided that it's a go or a no-go. And if you go, then you risk what you might learn for what you know. You risk what you know for what you might learn.
Right. And, you know, and of course it's very difficult for you to determine if you were, say, a business owner trying to sell your business on your own. It would be very difficult for you to identify these kinds of buyers. And that's why a business broker, a good business broker, will come in very handy for you. They will have typically seen these buyers over time, seen these folks go right up to the brink on a good business deal, and they'll know what the good business deals are, and then see the person back away for no good apparent reason.
Russell, let's stop for a second and throw in a little qualifying of the business broker here, because I think this is important. I mean, I've seen business brokers. You know, all business brokers are not cut out of the same mold. They're not all really good ones like you were when you were doing that full time, Russell. But my point is you may have better instincts about how to qualify a prospective buyer than they do, and you need to look for that, don't you? And if you don't have the right guy, you need to go somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and exactly right. You don't just grab a business broker and say, okay, he's my guy.
Just because he says he's a business broker doesn't mean he actually knows what he's doing, does it?
Right. You need to interview them, and you know, this would be a good subject for a different show to go over all the things, the qualifications you want to look for in a business broker if you are considering selling your business. There are so many things to consider.
And we will be doing that, by the way, folks. Sometime in the future, we'll be covering that. But the main thing is, if you have a business broker and you feel like you're not getting the right kind of service out of him or her, then, you know, maybe you need to shop around. So it's all about qualifying people. Whether you're selling a product or selling a business, it's all about qualifying the prospects. Tim Till, stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend, Russell Price. Coming up in the next hour, a couple of Dons are going to be with us. Don Cooper and Don Boudreau. Don Cooper is going to help us understand why we should market to our existing customers. And Don Boudreau is going to help us understand why free trade is good for small business. And that's coming up in the hour straight ahead. Russell Brown is our guest, and we're talking about the fact that, the sad truth, that 99% of potential buyers of your business never buy a business. And Russell, you're on.
Well, we've been going over some of the different reasons. Some folks are just natural tire kickers. Other folks just never will have the guts that it will take, you know, the intestinal fortitude, the bravery, whatever you want to put.
A lot of them will never walk in without having any idea what the business is worth. They won't have any rule of thumb for what it's worth, even though you and I've talked about it many times on this show, how to do that. And they won't have any idea how to capitalize a business, will they?
That's correct. And then, of course, that's the other category. There's folks who have no idea or what it takes financially to buy a business. And they don't understand about in addition to whatever the purchase price is, even though that 80% of business sales are financed by the business owner, the business seller, They're still going to need that 20% cash, at least 20%, sometimes a little bit more. And then they need operating capital. You know, the seller's not going to leave the checking account full. You have to recharge it. And sometimes that can be a significant amount of money, of course, depending on the type of business. But some businesses have a large investment in inventory. And then there's a receivable issue that you may make the sales right off the bat, but yet the income may not come for a while because you've got a receivable issue.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those things combined together create a need for maybe some sophisticated financing that some buyers just are not, no matter how well qualified they are otherwise, they're just not going to be able to come up with that.
But if somebody comes up to you, Russell, and they're not saying the kind of words, they're not asking the kinds of questions that you think are going to lead to a transaction. You know, they're walking up and the first thing they say is, "How much you want for your business?" Or something really way ahead of, you know, something that's the wrong question at the wrong time. Well, how do you deal with something like that? How do you get rid of those folks, or do you get rid of them? Do you try to cultivate them?
Well, depends on, are you talking from a seller's perspective or a broker?
Yeah, as a seller, I've got a business I want to sell, and somebody comes up to me to buy it, and it's obvious to me that they don't know what they're doing.
Well, my advice is to be very direct, and when you have any suspicions on any of these motivations lacking in the potential buyer, you address it quickly and right to the point. And, for example, financially, you could say, you need to show me before we go any further, before I disclose any more information to you about my business, you need to prove to me that you can come up with, you know, and you've got to have a number in mind of a down payment plus their operating capital and so on, say $250,000.
You can do that without telling them that you want $2 million for your business, can't you?
Exactly, right.
Do you understand? It's probably going to take a quarter of $1 million of your money up front for you to be able to pull this off. You understand that?
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right. And if they can't prove to you where these dollars will come from, then just break it off.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, you shouldn't say that. I mean, that shouldn't be something you would abruptly say to somebody who maybe is starting to ask the right questions. They're, you know, That's just a way of getting the attention of somebody that's obviously not in the game.
Right. And it's an important point, though. And so you don't want to be wasting your time and disclosing your inside information to people who are never going to be able to buy.
Exactly.
So it's fair. It's fair that if you give a certain amount of inside information to a potential buyer, that they in turn give inside information about their finances and background to you.
Right.
And, of course, never, never proceed with a potential buyer without getting them to sign a non-disclosure agreement with you before you give them anything of a sensitive nature.
Absolutely. Russell, I'm going to have to stop you on that one. Thanks. That's good. That's a good advice there to end on. But Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen, Russell, give us your website one more time, please.
www.businessbookpress.com.
Don't forget to check out his Biz Pricer, which is outstanding, and also his books, Preparing Your Business for Sale and Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. Russell Brown, thanks, man. Good to see you, and we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, Jim, thank
you. See you later. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.